From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. After a more than 8-month political stalemate, Iraq has nominated its top 3 posts in government. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the posts were given to a Shiite, a Kurd, and a Sunni.
Current Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, a Shiite, will retain his place in the top job, and current President Jalal Talabani, a Kurd, will remain the president. The third position, the Speaker of Parliament, was given to Osama al-Najafi, a prominent Sunni. His party, Iraqiya, had taken the most votes in the March 7th election, but it failed to find enough coalition partners to claim the top 2 jobs. Now the Sunnis will hold several cabinet positions and will oversee a new policy council that will decide on the economy, resources, and foreign policy. An inclusive power-sharing government was widely supported by the U.S. and by Iraq's Sunni allies, who worried that the exclusion of the Sunnis could foster sectarian tensions. The remaining government positions will be hammered out in the coming month. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
Election officials in Alaska are on day 2 of the manual count of write-in votes in that state's Senate race. Incumbent Lisa Murkowski ran as a write-in, and her representatives are complaining that rival Joe Miller's campaign is trying to disqualify legitimate Murkowski votes. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
Joe Miller's campaign has argued that only perfectly spelled write-in votes should count. But Murkowski spokesman Kevin Sweeney says the challenges have now gone beyond spelling.
We definitely saw that a good portion of the ballots that they were challenging were legitimately cast for Lisa Murkowski without any spelling mistakes at all.
Miller's observers say they just want to set aside votes that they have doubts about for possible review by a court. For now, election officials are counting most of the challenged votes for Murkowski. Martin Costi, NPR News, Juneau.
For passengers of the Carnival cruise ship Splendor, it was not a 3-hour tour, more like a 3-day ordeal after an engine room fire knocked out power, leaving that vessel adrift off the coast of Mexico. Today, all 4,500 passengers and crew members made it back to dock, towed in by a flotilla of tugboats, an arrival that prompted one passenger, Donna Hobbs, to break into song.
The power blew due to a smoke fire. The toilets did not work. Our food was vegetables and fruit on the 2-day return.
Apologies to the cast and crew of another famous nautical program. Many of those aboard the stricken cruise liner were not as lighthearted about the whole thing. One passenger who was celebrating her 12th wedding anniversary compared it to camping on the ocean, which she termed horrible. Mortgage rates this week continue their downward move, the decline in rates to decade low levels coming on the heels of recent actions by the Fed. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average rate for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage fell to 4.17% this week, down from just under 4.25% last week. Stocks showed some lackluster results today after earnings news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 73 points. The Nasdaq fell 22 points today. This is NPR. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met today in New York to discuss the proposed fate of Mideast peace talks. Netanyahu says he is serious about reaching a peace deal with the Palestinians, noting the respective sides have not sat down since September. Clinton has raised concerns over Israeli plans to build apartments in East Jerusalem. Palestinian negotiators have insisted they will not resume talks until Israel halts construction of Jewish settlements. Oscar-winning Italian movie producer Dino De Laurentiis has died in Los Angeles at the age of 91. He was also the grandfather of television chef Giada De Laurentiis. NPR's Silvia Pagioli has this report from Rome.
De Laurentiis was one of the giants of Italian cinema in its post-war heyday. He co-produced 2 of Federico Fellini's best movies, La Strada and Knights of Cabiria, both Oscar winners for Best Foreign Film. He produced more than 500 movies, including Serpico, 3 Days of the Condor, and the remake of King Kong. The son of a Neapolitan pasta maker, he enrolled in film school in 1936 and supported himself as an actor, extra, and prop man. De Laurentiis scored his first commercial and critical hit with Bitter Rice in 1949 and later married its star Silvana Mangano. Other productions include Flash Gordon, Death Wish, Casanova, Blue Velvet, Hannibal, and Barbarella with Jane Fonda. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
World's largest retailer is out with an early holiday promotion. Walmart says it plans to offer free shipping on nearly 60,000 online items this year. The announcement from the retail giant comes just 2 weeks before the day known as Black Friday, viewed as the official kickoff of the holiday shopping season. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.